This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. One of the facts of life is we'll strike some problems along the journey of life. Now, that doesn't sound obvious, but I'm amazed how shocked some people are when difficulties come along. It's as if they're living in a cocooned world where they don't expect any problems. Well, it'd be nice if everything was easy, but that's not how life is. It's reality. You can be driving along a busy freeway, minding your own business, and another car runs into the rear of your car, injuring your kids in the back seat. And it just happens in seconds, so random. Life rarely turns out the way you've planned. Have you found that? A sudden job loss or an accident has upset. All kinds of challenges can come into your life. And when those things happen, you've got a choice. You can allow your circumstances to bring you down, or you can try and survive. The other thing is to rise above the challenges as you thrive. Don't let your circumstances have the final word in your life. I really like what Rick Warren wrote in 2015. When we go through difficulties in life, he said, the first thing we try to do is to blame somebody else. But it doesn't matter where your problem came from. God still has a purpose for it in your life. Even when you do stupid things, God can use it. Even when other people hurt you intentionally, he can use that. Even when, Rick Warren says, the devil plans bad things for your life, God can bring good out of it. And here's the best piece of what I think Rick Warren said, the best piece. God's purpose is greater than your problems and your pain. God has a plan. You need to look past the temporary pain and look instead at the long-term benefit in your life. Now, of course, it's easy for me to sit here and say that. It can be difficult when you're going through a problem to believe that God's got a plan through every challenge. And sometimes you could be tempted to think, well, look, God is more interested in punishing me than actually helping me. And maybe that's how you felt, that God wants to see you struggle. We may even feel that whatever it is that we're facing, it's completely hopeless. Well, these are the exact times when our faith must be the greatest. If God is the creator of all things, it follows then that he's bigger than your problem. It means there's nothing that's happening to you or in the world that's beyond God's control. The faith part is believing what is to be true. Who wants to live a miserable life every day? Sometimes we just need to step back a bit and do our best to look at situations from a little bit further away. If we don't understand the problems that we face, we could be experiencing them for some reason at that time you may not know about. There are a couple of possibilities. God might be trying to prepare you for something bigger in the future. He might be trying to humble you. Maybe you need to be brought down a little bit. He could be working to give you a greater sense of empathy and care for other people. He could be actually closing a door on something that you're doing and he has a different path. Or he could be trying to get you to recognize and repent of something that you've done. We call that sin. He may simply be trying to draw you closer to him. It's true that we're never closer to God than when we are broken. Not easy, I know, but it helps if we can put our problem in the bigger picture perspective, because God might be trying to work something out in our lives that we simply don't understand. We might understand a little bit later. So no matter how bad things look, can I say to you that God is always in control? There's a great verse in the New Testament from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. The verse, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Now, I encourage you to believe that. It's easy to say it and believe it when life's going so smoothly, but the real test of faith is to believe that when things are going against us. And we need to have that kind of faith. David from the Old Testament says, my troubles turned out to be the best. They forced me to learn from your textbook. Truth from your mouth means more to me than striking it rich in a gold mine. That's Psalm 119. And so maybe you can say with King David, my troubles turned out all for the best. Thank you, dear Lord, that you are bigger than my problem, and I need to learn it again and again. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.